Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Staying Golden podcast, where you can get a bite-sized glimpse into life after Laurier straight from the mouths of the alumni living it. We'd like to first acknowledge that the land on which Laurier campuses are situated are the lands traditionally used by the Haudenosaunee, Anishinaabe, Mississauga of the Credit, and Neutral Peoples. We also acknowledge the enduring presence and deep traditional knowledge, laws, and philosophies of the Indigenous peoples with whom we share this land today. Without further ado, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode, a new season of Staying Golden. I am your host with at least a little, Ewan Castelletto, and today I have with me a very special guest. She is a class of 24, Bachelor of Computer Science graduate with experience in data analysis with the city of Guelph and placements at places like Manulife Financial. She's got technical skills in programs like SQL, Python, and HTML, and she's currently in a two-year graduate rotation with Metrolinx, which is really cool. We're going to talk about that as well. Homa Varmora, pardon me. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you. So I think we should just jump right into it. I have a lot of questions. I've been talking with a lot of friends about things that, especially in computer science, we kind of talked about that a little bit before as well, that I just think that we could shed a lot of light for some new students coming in. But first, I kind of want to ask. So you're a recent graduate of 2024. How are you feeling now that it's a few months out from your graduation?
My graduation ceremony was just in October, so it's been like 1.5 months now. So I feel like really good, like finally I'm done with studies and I'm up to like in new things. Like I started my job, my first full-time job. So I'm really very excited.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't only imagine. I'm graduating in the spring as well.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm going to be there soon. So I do want to ask the kind of, the feeling that you had when you finished, right, at Laurier, kind of that mindset of, okay, now I got to go out and do something. So what was that like kind of dealing with that when you finished, and how did you figure out where you were going to go next after graduating?
Yeah, like when I was done with my courses, I was very relieved, like finally I'm done with like my 4 years. Actually, it got 5 years because I did 1.5 year co-op at City of Guelph as a data analyst. And after I was done, I was figuring out like in which position do I need to apply and like in what type of companies do I have to go. So it was a really good experience. I tried to figure out like what things I like and what skills I'm good at. So I tried to apply at different positions, which was like a bit relevant to my past experiences as well. So it was a really good experience, and I got to learn like so many new different things as well when I was applying and trying to get a job. Because like when you get interviewed like at different places, they ask you different kind of questions, and there are some questions which you don't know. So like you need to like learn that, right? So like I got to learn so many new different things by just finding job as well.
No, I mean, like, the job search is one thing that I know. That's everybody's biggest thing when they're leaving, right? So that's the one thing I actually wanted to jump into, too, because you're in kind of the computer science kind of space here, right? And I have a lot of friends, just a lot of schools, not just Laurier, that they're a little nervous about going out into computer science. It's an awesome field, but it's a competitive one, too,
yeah.
Right? So one question that I really wanted to ask you, especially when you talk about how interviews, you kind of got to be prepared. There's these questions that you don't know they're going to ask you kind of thing. How did you prepare for that? And then maybe how did you differentiate yourself from other people when you were doing that interview process?
Yeah, the main thing which helped me in preparing my interview was like I used to watch so many different YouTube videos which has like different type of questions. And right now we also have ChatGPT. So I used to like set a prompt of like sending job description and like my experience, so like ChatGPT can make few questions for me, and then I used to like prepare those questions for my interviews, and many times I think they asked me that type of question, so it was really very helpful.
Because yeah, that's so interesting that you mentioned that, because I mean AI is such a great tool that's coming out now. I mean, it's a little scary as well, but it is a really great tool, and I think people do have to kind of realize that it's going to be around and it's something you can use, right? So on that kind of same note though, because I noticed in your kind of portfolio there, you got a lot of like what you describe as the kind of robust foundational skills for a lot of things.
Yeah.
But one thing that I was getting a few kind of pokes from friends to kind of ask you from the computer science space is that there's so many languages in kind of like coding and programs that are used across, right? So I was wondering kind of what have you found is the most useful program maybe that you've learned? And then if you maybe have a recommendation to people for kind of if there's like a program or language or two to kind of focus on in that kind of space?
Yeah. For me, like, I was never interested in coding. And right now, also, like, the position in which I'm working, I don't require that much coding. And I also worked as technology auditor where you don't require any type of coding. But, like, I feel like Python and Java, I think HTML as well, and SQL, I can say. Like, yeah, those type of languages are something, like, people should learn if you really want to be a developer or if you want to go in, like, coding positions. So I think those are some main languages you can focus on.
Okay, yeah, so you, like, saying that, you're in the analysis side kind of
yeah,
thing, right?
Yeah.
So the one thing I really wanted to ask you about is that the kind of Metrolinx position that you have, it's so interesting with the kind of two-year graduate program, and because I noticed that right now you're kind of in the, the data analyst side, and you're going into IT cybersecurity later?
Yeah, like, it's like, it's 2 years program,
okay.
So like every 6 months I change my position. So my first position was from June to November as a data analyst, and I just started my cybersecurity analyst rotation right now. So yeah, like every 6 months I change the departments.
Really? Okay, cool.
Yes.
So, and then when you say, are those kind of interdepartments between those two kind of areas, or when you're changing departments there, how different is that, like, with the kind of job that you're doing when you change?
Oh, when I change the department, like, my whole team changes. Like, I have to start from beginning, like, from zero. Like, I have to try to know all the colleagues, my manager and everyone. So it's kind of starting over and over, like, every 6 months. But it's kind of nice that I can explore different fields in the IT department, and then I can decide, like, what I like and in which I want to stay forever now, you know?
Mm, true. So also with that, too, then, like, when you say decide which one you're going to stay in, right? So have you kind of thought about which is the field that, okay, this is what I'm sticking with and this is what I'm going to do? Or do you kind of see it as I'm going to kind of see what comes my way and then make my way from there? Or do you have like that solid plan of this is what I'm doing kind of thing?
From Metrolinx side, we get like few options of like different IT positions in which like we would like to try. Like we get four options. We get to choose four options because we have like four departments I can go to as it's a 2 year program for 6 months. So yeah, like I have I have made a plan, like I want to go in this type of departments and I don't want to go in like too much coding side of departments. So yeah, I have kind of plan, but I still want to explore like what interests me most, you know?
Mm-hmm. You kind of have to keep that option
yeah.
up in life a little bit, right? So it makes me happy to hear that too. So I kind of bringing it back to your time at Laurier too. I noticed that in your kind of profile on LinkedIn that you were a part of the Gujarati Golden Hawks kind
yes.
of thing there too. So just that kind of, I was wondering if you could first of all just kind of take us through how you went about kind of finding that group and what like the experience was like there kind of thing. And then how has that been after Laurier kind of thing? Have you been still kind of part of that at all? Do you follow it still or?
Oh yeah, I am so happy to answer this question. Actually, like Gujarati is a community in India. The Gujarat state is situated in the western part of India. So like I belong from that community. So when I came here, I'm an international student. So I was feeling a bit of like lonely. Like I don't have my community people here to like celebrate our festivals and everything. So I like got few friends who are from same community. So we decided like let's start a club so we can celebrate our festivals in our community here on the Laurier campus, you know. So we applied for the club and our club got approved. So by like from there we started, and from there we started hosting events, and the highest people I think we have got in our event is around like 1,000 people.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. We used to collaborate with University of Waterloo.
Okay.
There also we have like Gujarati Community Club. So it was an amazing experience. I have made so many new friends through that that club, and I have also found like my life partner through that club. So I'm very happy.
Okay. Yes. Wow. Okay. Because that's so interesting. Because honestly, the one thing I think I love about Laurier is there are a lot of clubs at this school, and they are the nice thing about them too is it doesn't feel, at least in my experience, super clicky or anything like that to kind of get into. Because I think it is so important to kind of find community like that
yeah.
too. So I want to ask though, finding that community kind of thing, and kind of how long were you part of that while you were at Laurier?
I think 3 years.
3 years.
Yes.
Okay, wow. So did you find that the team building kind of aspect of it and the community of it all, has that been helpful after school in terms of just finding your people kind of thing? You know what I mean? I just, because in my experience, I am part of the Filmmakers of Laurier Club, and that's my people, you know what I mean, in terms of just it's like-minded people that kind of think in the same way I do, kind of thing. And I imagine that being an international student is a whole different experience, right? Especially when you're joining a kind of club of that nature. So I guess my question in a nutshell is, how important do you think it is for students to kind of find that community? And then what can it do for you kind of after school? Other than finding a life partner.
Yeah, I think it is very important for like students to participate in one of the community or any clubs, because by that way you can do something like extracurricular apart from like academics, and it can also like make your life interesting. Like, yeah, till I was not in the club, I was kind of with like, why did I come to this country and like that. But like after I joined this club, like after I started this club, I was very like happy, and I used to like get something new to do every day. And like when we used to plan the events and everything, like we used to reach out to new people, and we have to like coordinate with the vendors and everything. So we also made like very good relations with like different kind of people and different kind of groups. So I feel like it is a very good experience.
Because thank you so much. That was a great answer. Just because when I was asking the question, just that experience of just kind of finding just different people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just kind of people that, they, like I said, like-minded people, but also people are going to challenge you a little bit, you know what I mean? You can't be too comfortable all the time. So I'm really happy that you can kind of talk about that, because I think that's one of the things that people don't always kind of fully appreciate when they're at school, is trying to find those kind of communities. And so you're traveling to India in 2 weeks, I think you said, right?
Yes.
So I do want to ask, though, just if you don't mind, just maybe going into a little more about kind of experience leading up to Laurier as an international student. What was that like, kind of preparing and getting ready for that, versus now when you're kind of established and you're working and you've got your degree kind of thing?
Yeah, I feel very grateful that I came in this university, because when I selected this university, I didn't know anything about this. I just liked the name, and like I just saw some reviews on internet, and I selected this university. But like when I'm going back, I feel like it's totally new person now. Like I'm a totally new person right now. I have learned so many different things, and like I used to work on campus, like different jobs on campus. I have worked at dining hall for a year as a food associate. Then I worked at food court for 2 years. Then I also worked at IT service desk as a service desk analyst. So I have learned so many new things from just this university. So this university has made me a totally different person, I would say.
No, I totally agree. It works for me too. So it makes me happy to hear that too. So I wanted to ask about with the career path part too. So you graduate, right? And you go through this kind of graduate program, which you're still going through right now. What's one thing that you might have experienced that either somebody wouldn't maybe expect going into your field, or maybe one big challenge that you've kind of faced going into this, like especially with your time at Metrolinx as well? Because I think that's a super, super interesting that you've gotten so quickly to like such an interesting position, right? So,
I feel like the biggest challenge I would say would be right now the job market is very like competitive. So like going through different interviews, like for just Metrolinx, I had to do like 4 or 5 interviews.
Wow.
And one interview was like 6 hours long, so it was kind of draining for me. And one interview was fully in person. So like after the COVID, like going in person for interviews is kind of a bit difficult, because you are not prepared for that now. So I feel like that those were some challenges, but like I feel like world is getting back to the normal state now, so people should start learning like how to go in person interviews and everything like that.
Then on that same note, then would you have any kind of tips for anybody that wanted to go in, like if they're nervous for an interview in there? Because I think one of the biggest things, especially is the reason for this podcast, is people kind of leave school, or even leading up to leading school, they have that, oh my god, I have to go do something now, right? And it kind of feels insurmountable. And you've given great tips with ChatGPT and all that stuff too, but just if you have any tips for maybe what you did to kind of prepare yourself a little more in terms of just the mentally almost kind of thing.
I was very nervous when I went for my in-person interview, but I would suggest like you shouldn't be worrying like how your interview will go. So just keep everything aside and like answer the questions what are like getting asked to you. And other thing I would say is like fully do research on the company like in which you are getting interviewed, because they might ask you some questions, and if it's an in-person interview, you can't even search it up, you know. Like if it's like online, you can still search it up from your phone or something. But yeah, like researching about the company would be a really helpful thing. And I think For the in-person interviews as well, you can prepare some questions from YouTube and like ChatGPT, and it might help you.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Because I also wanted to ask then, like, your kind of co-op placements that you had at Laurier, which was with the City of Guelph and Manulife, right?
Yes.
I was wondering if either of those were maybe more challenging than the other one. And then how did you go about with the placements at school? Because I think that somebody coming into Laurier, they look at the placements in something like BBA or CompSci, and it seems a little bit scary too, right? So if you can maybe speak to your experience of doing those co-ops a little bit while you're at school.
Yeah, I think for the Manulife, I worked there as a technology auditor. It wasn't that challenging because my friend was already working there. So he kind of like helped me to get to know the people and everyone. And also he helped me to understand some skills and like what type of work they were doing. So it wasn't that type of challenging, and it was really like very interesting. So I didn't know like that type of department existed, like technology auditing. But like I would suggest people to like find out about that and like get into that department as well. But for City of Guelph, it was my kind of first full-time IT job. So for that, initially they asked me about like Power BI, and I didn't know what was Power BI because I never used that. So I think there are some tools and softwares which are kind of challenging when you first start your co-ops.
So just because I'm terrible with computers, I could definitely probably get lost on a computer and not be able to find my way back. That Power BI that you just said, that where you said you didn't really know how to use it and you had to use it, can you maybe explain a little bit what that is for somebody who wouldn't know?
Yeah, Power BI is a data visualization software where like you can design the reports and dashboards kind of thing.
And would somebody be able to kind of mess around with that before going into a job, or is it something that they kind of usually have established in the companies? Or
no, you can totally use it before the job, but I never knew about it, so I never tried that.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. What I think I want to talk about a little bit now is that just kind of circling back to when you finished at Laurier kind of thing, and in that kind of job hunt. So with students graduating this spring, right, where can I ask how quickly after graduation you got that placement at Metrolinx?
After 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I completed my courses in December 2023, and I started applying for jobs directly from January. And yeah, I think it was kind of a bit challenging process because right now, as I mentioned, like the job market is very bad and you have to apply at least like 30 to 40 jobs every day. And that's what I used to do. And I got interviews from like, I think, 8 to 9 companies.
Okay.
And then for like each company, I had to do like 2-3 interviews, like 2-3 stages of interviews. So it was kind of challenging for me. So I would suggest students to like start applying before they are graduating, so like 4 months before like they are graduating, so like by the time they graduate they can have something in their hand, you know. Yeah,
and speaking of something in your hand too, LinkedIn. I wanted to ask you about LinkedIn because you have a great LinkedIn going on. That's very organized. How important do you think it is for LinkedIn in terms of the job hunt and kind of putting yourself out there for employers?
I think LinkedIn is very important because like when I used to apply for jobs, like whoever was interviewing me, I used to like notice that they used to check my profile on LinkedIn, and I used to get the notifications like someone is noticing my profile. So I feel like now all of the employers are first trying to check your LinkedIn and like get whatever information they can from your account. So I feel like, yeah, it is very important for you to like organize your LinkedIn profile.
Because yeah, I mean, LinkedIn is just, I've heard it described as kind of the work Instagram, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So, and it's, I mean, I've tried to use it, and like I find going kind of through it is, it's so interesting because first of all, I was able to find you through the interview, which is awesome. But it's also just, you could find so many kind of relevant people in kind of the field too. But in terms of just what you find fun or maybe that you're passionate about in the field, I was wondering kind of what that is, just so you could shed a little light to my friends who are so cold in their exam season, kind of in their books and all that too.
But. Yeah, the interesting thing I find about like computer science is like you have so many different choices. Like you can go in like whatever thing or whatever skills you like. So like if you kind of like managing or like setting up or organizing, then you can go in like Scrum Master position or like project manager, product owner kind of positions. And if you like developing or like coding, then you can go for like backend developer or like software developer kind of things. And as I mentioned, like I also have like auditing experience. If you kind of like that type of thing, then you can go in like IT auditing you can also go in like UX, UI. It's kind of computer science as well. So it's kind of designing and everything like that. So there are like so many different departments in computer science. So it gives you like very big, very good, very big option of like where you want to go, you know. So it's kind of flexible. And I would say for me, I like right now when I'm like doing different kind of positions, I feel like I like more in like managing side. So I would like to go in like project management or scrum master positions in future, but still I have like two more positions to try, so I'll give it a try and then I'll decide.
Awesome. Well, what are those two other positions then, if you don't mind me asking? Because I know about the kind of first one that you're in with the analysis, and then it's the cybersecurity for the second one. What are the other positions coming in that too?
Like I don't know from now like what other two positions I'll go to.
Yeah.
But if I get an option, then I would like to try our ServiceNow analyst position and also as a program analyst position.
Okay. That sounds cool. Dang. Okay. No. So yeah, like now that we've kind of circled back around the thing, I was wondering too, just honestly, just with computer science as well, and we talked about how it's super competitive right now. For somebody in computer science who is kind of doing exams and graduating, is there anything you kind of recommend working on skill-wise while you're in school, or maybe kind of like a certain club or kind of thing you should be seeking out while you're there? Just something that maybe somebody could be thinking about or doing while they're kind of slowly making their way to where you are now while they're in school?
I would say like for exams, like what we used to do is we used to like go to like I think it was Jag or something, I don't remember what the website it was, I think Course Hero, but like we used to gather like past exam papers, and from that like we used to prepare like what type of questions like they are getting, students are usually getting asked in that particular course, so you used to prepare like that. So it really helped, because in like few courses there were like very similar questions in our exams, like if we compare to like past papers.
Okay, so I do want to circle back to life at Laurier too, just because I think it's so interesting that you kind of found that club and you like it worked out so well for you too. Right, so were you involved in kind of anything else with Gujarati Golden Hawks in terms of just I guess my question would be like, what really did you guys do? Just if you can just kind of let people know, just because I think it's so interesting that like there's so many clubs at Laurier that people might have not known existed. And then not only that, people don't know how much they do, right? So if you maybe can take people through, pardon me, just kind of what you did in that club?
Yeah, we used to host like two or three events each year. So one was like a Bollywood night. So Bollywood night is usually for like Bollywood music and everyone. So we used to play like Bollywood music, we used to like call DJ, and it was kind of like dancing night for us. That it used to usually be in summer and one in winter. Then we used to celebrate Diwali function, it's like kind of Hindu festival we celebrated in India. So we used to do like Diwali formal party. Then there is Navratri, so which is like 9 days festival in India, but which we cannot do it here for 9 days. So you used to like do it for one day here. It's Gujarat. It's for like Garba Gujarati dance. So we used to do that. So we used to like host three or four events each year.
Wow. Okay. Damn. Yeah. And how involved were you in that kind of club in terms of just like the club hierarchy? You know what I mean, with the positions?
Well,
like,
I was president.
Oh wow. Okay. Because I know you said you were founding.
Yeah.
So wow. Okay. So I do want to also get back to the jaws. I know we're kind of pouncing around ping pong here, but that's all right. I just wanted to ask. So I want to bring it back again. I keep bringing it back here just because it's just, I think it's pretty just important and kind of interesting with the kind of computer science just being like, it's competitive, right? So honestly, just moving forward from now too, where like you finish at Laurier, right? And you're applying for jobs, right? Just, you said, I think, 30 applications a day?
Yeah.
Wow, right? So you're applying for jobs, 30 applications a day, and you get this one, right? And it's 2-year rotational program,
yes.
Right? So in terms of just now when you're moving forward, right? Because I know you said there's a few kind of paths you want to go towards.
Yes.
So are you the kind of thinker who's just, I'm giving it 100% right now, I'm going to worry about what's kind of afterwards once I get there? Or are you kind of planning where you're going from here right now while you're working at that job?
I'm a kind of person who likes to plan. So like, yeah, I would plan for like my future programs as well. So yeah, I kind of like to plan, and I try to like I wanted to do different kind of certification so it can help me to go further in my this career path. So I have already registered for one of my exam in March. So that's how I keep on planning for like my career.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. And speaking of planning and habits and all that, just if you could maybe drop one maybe good or even bad habit, to be honest, that you gained at Laurier that has either helped you or maybe just made it a little harder. Just because for me personally, just one of my best habits at this school has been just being able to research things. Like you said, I think researching the companies is so important before you apply to them. But one of my bad habits is procrastination. I think it's every student's, but I definitely have it a little bit here and there sometimes. So you don't necessarily have to speak to the bad thing, but if you maybe have a good habit that you kind of got with the school, maybe for whatever reason, but
yeah, I would say like good habit was I always used to submit my projects or assignments very before the deadline, because that's how I like to work. I don't like to stress at last moment.
Yeah.
So like if my project is due on Saturday, I would like to submit it by Thursday at least. And that's how like I would plan my days, and I will try to complete my work. And I was an international student, so I also used to work like two part-time jobs. So I had like I always used to organize my week very from like very before, like on the weekends I will plan my whole week, like how it's going to go, like from Monday to Saturday. So I feel like organizing and schedule, like making schedules of your days and everything, is very important when you are a student, and also like when you start working your full-time job, it is kind of important.
Oh yeah, I imagine, right? With your positions at, let's say, the City of Guelph, because I think you said that was your first placement, right?
Yeah.
How did you go about getting that first placement? Because I know you talked about, you said you were the first one to get it, right?
Yeah.
So how did you kind of do that? Where, like, do you think you did anything differently than your friends to get that first placement?
I think the main difference was the experience. Like, I got some IT-related experience from by working as IT service desk analyst. And so many of my friends didn't have any experience, because when we start studying, like, in university, in, like, for our first and second year, we cannot get that much experience. But, like, luckily, I got that part-time job as a service desk analyst, so I got some experience. And I feel like in that time, like, I don't think employers expect too much from the students. But still, like, if they see that they have kind of bad experience, then it's a bit easier for them to hire.
And then, so with getting that job as IT, like, was that in your first year or your second year at Laurier?
IT service desk?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in my second year.
Second year, okay,
yes.
Yeah. So that's so interesting then. So how did you even go about finding that job? Was it the kind of thing of just the job search at Laurier and then kind of picking, oh, I'm good at this, I can do this kind of thing? Or was it just... did you kind of get into it just because of the major, or just
I saw the job posting on Navigator, like the lawyer portal. So when I saw the posting and it was for students, so I was like, I should try if I can get it. And it was a good experience, because as a student, like, I don't think any other employer will hire you, but like lawyer will give you a chance to build your skills. So yeah, it was really good experience. And right now also, I think they keep on hiring second or third year students every year. So it's a very good like thing they are doing, lawyer is doing. So by that way, like, we can get some experience in our resume.
I mean, I got this job through Navigator as well. So
great.
There's a moral of the story, guys. Check the Navigator for some jobs there too. So now that we are coming to a close here, I just want to ask you a few questions, just kind of pretty baseline stuff. What's one piece of advice that you would give to a student graduating this spring?
I would say if you are graduating in spring, then you should start applying from January for jobs. And also, like, try to figure out, like, what is of your interest, so you can try to get like more skills and like more experience by just volunteering in like a few different places. So by the time you graduate, you can keep something in your resume and like to show the employers. So I would say, like, yeah, you should start preparing for it at least January if you are graduating in spring.
Yeah, awesome, thank you. Now my next question is, was there anything that you regret that you didn't do while you were at Laurier?
I have to think about that. I would say I should have done some minor in any of the course, because I just did computer science as my major, but I didn't do anything in minor. So I would say I would have done something as minor as a backup plan. You know, if I didn't like computer science jobs, so then I would have a backup and would have gone in something else.
Mm. Yeah. Jeez. Oma, thank you so much for coming, seriously. I mean, now that we're kind of at the end of it here, I think that the advice you've given is truly, honestly, such a huge help for anybody in computer science. I mean, I didn't understand a few of the program names and stuff as you went on, but I still found it very helpful for my own kind of experience and stuff like that. So I just want to thank you again so much for coming. It's been such a pleasure having you here. And I was wondering if you could maybe leave us with one last kind of word or piece of advice that you want to share. I know you've shared a lot of advice so far, but if you have anything else in that kind of well of knowledge that you want to share with anybody before
you
go.
Sure. Firstly, like, thank you so much for inviting me. I feel very special. And the one piece of advice I would like to give is, like, try to enjoy your campus life as much as you can, because afterwards you'll regret it. Mm. You just have like 4 or 5 years, so like try to use it fully and enjoy your campus life.
Awesome. Well, there you go, guys. Live life to the fullest. Oma, thank you so much again for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much again for listening. This has been another episode of Staying Golden. Stay golden, my friends, and I'll see you soon.